We are the Ancestral Medicine Women, and we are going to give you a short talk on depression. The way that we look at depression is literally as a depression. So if you imagine that you have some fresh soil that has been beautifully tilled and is full of life and energy and air, and then you take your hand and you push some of that earth down. If you take your hand away, you will see a depression. It's like that with the soul. If you can imagine, the soul is straight like that, right? Full of life, full of energy, full of air. And somewhere a hand comes and presses down some of that soul. The hand comes away and then there is a depression. So you have the two and then it goes into a depression, right? If it's like that and the hand is taken away, just like with the earth, if the hand is put there and then taken away, if it is full, if there is enough life and energy there, then the soil and the soul will come up and meet the top of the ground and the top of the soul again. If, however, you are in the garden and you put the hand on the soil and you keep the hand there because you want the depression to be there, then that depression is going to stay. It's the same with the soul. If the soul is a straight line and the hand comes down and pushes down and makes a depression in the soul and the hand stays there, that depression is going to stay. And it's very difficult to fight it to lift it up. Now, there are many reasons why depression happens. For some, it is the chemical imbalance in the body. For some, it is events that have happened in their life. But let's go back to the hand. Why do we use this visualization of the hand coming onto the soul? Because for us, depression is not necessarily something that's just happening here. For us, depression has the possibility of coming from the ancestral line. If that's the case, and this is being pushed down, and you feel, many people in this position feel they have no control over the depression, they cannot fix it, they cannot solve it, then we would say to you, investigate the ancestral line. Look at where it may have started, why it may have started, and then bring that information into your life. If you would like some information about this, feel very free to contact us. We thank you so much for listening to us, and we hope that you have gained some information and benefit from this. Thank you.